during weather, talking about Thanksgiving this weekend, what you have planned for, what's going to show up on that dinner table. We know it's a little pricier. The food, of course, this year, pricier to put on the dinner table. And if you're using your credit card at the grocery store, well, it could become even pricier. Have you heard about this? You know, if you use your credit card to pay for things often, like in our family, we put everything on the credit card and then pay it off to get the travel points. Well, because here's the deal. Starting tomorrow, businesses in Canada will be able to pass credit card fees on to their customers. The change is the result of a multi-million dollar class action settlement involving Visa and MasterCard over what are known as interchange or swipe fees, the money credit card companies, banks, and payment processors collect from merchants with every transaction. Now, those fees can range from about 1% to as much as 3% for cards with perks like cash back or loyalty points. And that cuts into business profits. But now the businesses are going to have a right to charge you to make up for it. Let's find out more with Craig Patterson, the editor-in-chief of Retail Insider and the director of applied research at the University of Alberta School of Retailing. Hey, Craig, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Are you planning your Thanksgiving dinner already, though?
A little bit. Probably not as much as yourself, but there might be some turkey involved somewhere.
There might be some turkey. Yeah, we're having a whole other family over this year, so the pressure is on this year, Craig, and I'm a little nervous, to be honest with you. All right, so over the years, let's talk about this. Over the years, businesses have had to pay to use credit card systems?
Yep.
Okay, how much?
Oh, as you said, 1% to 3% typically. Yeah. Some retailers, larger ones, have been able to negotiate something closer to the 1%. We're talking, you know, the Loblaws, Superstore type of store, Walmart, those types of retailers. Some of the smaller independent retailers are going to be paying closer to 3%.
All right. So, I mean, you know, that's got to be a real decision to make then when you're deciding what you're going to do. I mean, the convenience for your customers to be able to play with credit card, but then as the business and as the business owner, especially if it's a smaller business, not making the full money on every transaction. That's a challenge.
It is, and I own a business, and we do take credit cards as well, so I do know the pain. You get a little bit less money when you at the end of the day, because you do pay a little bit to the credit card company for the convenience of being able to take that payment.
So this new change could see customers charged what? What will the businesses be able to do? Are they going to be able to get the full amount back?
Probably. I actually paid with a credit card at a Chinese restaurant a few weeks ago in Toronto, and actually paid an extra fee for that.
Really?
It was like a cash. Yeah, it was a cash. I don't know if they were allowed to do it, but I paid it because I didn't have cash only, as apparently was the rule in the restaurant. I didn't know until I went up to pay.
Isn't that convenient? So,
yeah.
I'm guessing that this might be a bit of a thorn in the side of retailers for a long time.
Definitely. I mean, I know Retail Council Canada was advocating heavily for reduction in fees for their members because, and Canadian Federation of Independent Business as well, because again, this has been something that's been a challenge for retailers. It's been a tough time already for many retailers, and having that little extra loss in terms of the credit card fees is an extra little challenge for many.
So I'm curious to know your thoughts on what you think is going to happen here. You touched on it, that it's been a tough go, especially the past couple of years, with the pandemic. During the pandemic, people were urged to use their cards, not pay cash. Do you see retailers saying, okay, I'm gonna add this on, I'm gonna tack this fee on?
You know, it's going to be interesting to see. I'm wondering if some retailers are going to be hesitant, because if their competitors aren't doing it, the optics could look bad in terms of some retailers doing it, because if the competitors aren't doing it, you know, some are going to ask why. And already a lot of consumers are stretched right now. We've seen inflation going up. We've got oil prices where they are. We've got no interest rates with homes. I mean, you know, a lot of families are stretched, and having this extra little fee on top of that, even if it's not a lot of money, is not going to, the optics are not going to look good for many, having to pay something extra if they're going to be using their credit cards for whatever reason.
You touched on the Retail Council of Canada, and they've been pushing for a long time to have these interchange fees or these swipe fees dropped for a very, very long time. What do you know about if it's getting anywhere? We know that there's other countries around the world that have made sure that those swipe fees have dropped dramatically.
Yeah, I know that the Retail Council of Canada was at least reasonably successful in its advocacy in terms of getting fees down for its members, and I think for some retailers generally, but they are still pretty high here in Canada, and I know that Visa and MasterCard are making literally billions of dollars off of these fees in Canada as well as beyond, but these companies are very wealthy, and it's on the backs of consumers.
Interesting stuff. It's going to be fascinating to watch and see what happens in stores, businesses right across the country. Craig, always appreciate your time. Thanks for this.
Thank you for having me.
You betcha. Craig Patterson is the editor-in-chief of Retail Insider, director of applied research at the University of Alberta School of Retailing, and a business owner himself. So here's the thing. I mean, apparently they're going to have to put up a sign saying that they're charging you this, right? That there's a business that you go into is going to do this. They have to put up a sign say they're going to do it. How do you feel about that?
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.